Well, good Tuesday morning, my friends. Again, my pleasure to be able to share with you, to be with you for these few moments on this Tuesday morning in God's Word. Today, we're going to be in Luke chapter 2. And this reading picks up from the storyline in verse 20 in Luke's Gospel. But we kind of jumped ahead a little bit yesterday. So now we're going back to before the 3.5 year ministry of Jesus Christ. We're going back to his beginning. So today's reading picks up from there. Jesus is named and circumcised on the 8th day after his birth. This is required by law, according to Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3, to indicate belonging to the Lord and as a sign of the covenant God made with Abraham. You can read about that in Genesis 17, 11 through 14. Mary and Joseph perform the ceremony of purification and bring Jesus to Jerusalem to be dedicated to the Lord. At the temple, they encounter Simeon and Anna, two elderly and devout people who testify to God's faithfulness in speaking about Jesus. And again, God's saving word for this week is joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Let's begin reading Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 21. A week later, when the time came for the baby to be circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name which the angel had given him before he had been conceived. The time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification as the law of Moses commanded. So they took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be dedicated to the Lord. Then they also went to offer a sacrifice of a pair of doves or two young pigeons as required by the law of the Lord. At that time there was a man named Simeon living in Jerusalem, and he was a good, God-fearing man and was waiting for Israel to be saved. The Holy Spirit was with him and had assured him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's promised Messiah. Led by the Spirit, Simeon went into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus into the temple to do for him what the law required, Simeon took the child in his arms and gave thanks to God, saying, "Now, Lord, you have kept your promise, and you have let your servant go in peace. With mine own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at the things that Simeon said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is chosen by God for the destruction and the salvation of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God which many people will speak against, and so reveal their secret thoughts. And sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart." And there was a very old prophet, a widow named Anna, daughter of Panuel of the tribe of Asher. And she had been married only 7 years and was now 84 years old. She never left the temple. Day and night she worshiped God, fasting and praying. And that very same hour, she arrived and gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were waiting for God to set Jerusalem free. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 2, verses 30 through 31, where Simeon prayed, "With my own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people." You know, beloved, it doesn't matter how dark circumstances may come. And this was truly a dark and severe time for the nation of Israel. And they were back from their captivity, of course, but they were still totally subjugated to the Empire of Rome. This was not the kingdom that they had anticipated. And they were waiting for the Messiah to arise. And in the midst of all this, you have all of the things of mankind going on, people being people and conniving and nasty and all that good stuff. But there still were a few godly people. And here we have the story about Simeon and Anna, two unrelated people. But they had been told that they're going to see God's Messiah. And on that day, Joseph and Mary brought the child Jesus into the temple, and the Holy Spirit of God had to have touched their hearts and said, this is it. This is it. The promise was fulfilled. Now these people could go to their graves knowing that God had kept His promise and He has not forget Israel. Amen? What has God promised you? What are you holding out for? What's keeping you going? Amen? You hold on to those promises of God. And let's pray. Lord God, You keep Your promises. You promised Messiah has come to bring us Your salvation. He is the light who reveals Your will for us. Help me now to grow in knowledge of You and do what is pleasing in Your sight. Glory to You, O Lord. Amen. Well, what an exciting time in God's Word today. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Luke chapter 2, verse 39, when Jesus is brought to the temple again at age 12. Until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.